With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. President Trump says he wants an honorable investigation into the ICE shooting death of Alex Preddy in Minneapolis. More from White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
After reshuffling his staff overseeing the Minneapolis immigration operation, the president embraced an investigation into the fatal shooting. He called the killing very sad and that he'll be watching over the investigation. The president also distanced himself from his deputy chief of staff, Stephen Miller, who described Preddy as an assassin who tried to murder federal agents. Asked if the protester was an assassin, the president answered no. Greg Clugston, The White House.
Investigation underway in Arizona. Authorities say a man who was involved in a human smuggling operation was shot and wounded Tuesday in an exchange of gunfire with the U.S. Border Patrol and after firing at a federal chopper. Now, the FBI agents returned fire, striking the man. 34-year-old was transported to a hospital. More Arctic air is expected as the death toll climbs to more than four dozen, primarily in the eastern U.S.
In New York City over the weekend, where temperatures dipped dangerously low and snow rose to record heights, 10 people were found dead on the streets. Mayor Zoran Mamdani says it's still unclear if they died of hypothermia, but the city was doubling its efforts to get people shelter. A new influx of Arctic air expected to spur freezing temperatures in parts of the country, says National Weather Service meteorologist David Roth.
For some people, it's going to be the coldest they've seen in several years, but for others, it could be the longest duration of cold in several decades.
I'm Julie Walker.
Meanwhile, officials say a number of those fatalities were folks who were homeless. This is SRN News. Americans are considering moral absolutes.
The Family Research Council has released a wide-ranging poll not of the general population, but of people who attend church on a regular basis. Amongst the questions was one about moral absolutes, laws or truths that apply to everyone at all times. The FRC research finds that amongst regular churchgoers, 49% say they do not believe in moral absolutes, 40% say they do, and 11% of those who answer the question aren't sure. Michael Harrington reporting.
The federal agency in charge of enforcing workplace anti-discrimination laws has voted to rescind its own guidance on how to guard against harassment at work. EEOC's new Republican majority voted to rescind the Biden-era document because it promotes transgenderism. President Trump issuing an executive order declaring there are only two sexes, male and female. This is SRN News. As the U.S. copes with the Arctic chill, the lands down under, well, that's a totally different thing right now. Searing summer heat.
Australia have sweltered in record temperatures close to 122 Fahrenheit during a prolonged heat wave. Rural towns in Victoria State registered preliminary highs of 120 degrees Fahrenheit on Tuesday. If confirmed, these were top records set in 2009 during the Black Saturday bushfires, which killed 173 people.
UK Prime Minister Keir Starmer heading to China, aiming to improve relations with Beijing amid tensions with the U.S. Starmer hopes for an economic boost for Britain, but he is risking some backlash from conservatives at home and also from Washington. More details, SRNNews.com.